Did you realize that your resume plays a significant impact in landing the job you want? It is one of the simplest methods to show companies what you are capable of is through your portfolio. Hello and welcome to my podcast, The Content Scoop. In this podcast, you will get an idea about what to include in your portfolio. So let's start. Number one, give priority to quality over quantity. It's tempting to show off all your work, but the key to put together a great portfolio is to post only your best and most visually appealing work. Number two, don't give links to other websites. It is not a good idea to link to other websites. Employers should not be diverted or asked to go to another website to look for your work. Number three, upload work that is relevant. Remember to post your work so that you have a better chance of being selected for a project. If you are seeking a TV development job, it's a good idea to include recent work you've done in this field. Number 4. Examples of your work should be included. It goes without saying that your portfolio should include examples of your work, but it's critical that all or most of those examples are clearly attributed to you. This is not to say you can't display work you've done as a part of team or while working another employment. Number 5. It should be simple to find and navigate. You want your portfolio to stand out, so make it available in places where potential clients may easily find it. For example, if you have a freelancer website, you should dedicate an entire page to your portfolio and include it in your main menu. You'll want to make it easy to find and navigate in addition to making it easy to find. Your recent work should be updated. It's critical to revisit your portfolio every few weeks or months and add anything new and outstanding that you've created. Take time to let everyone know when you create these types of changes. You can publish updates on social media or send an email to your existing clients or email list to show them the new examples. That's it for today. For more updates related to freelancing and content writing, do listen to my podcast. Stay tuned with me on Spotify or wherever you listen to the podcast. Thank you.